Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me.
That's Terry Stafford bringing this back. I know it sounds like Elvis, but it's not. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Frank Minolo is with us. Frank is a new friend, soon to be a member of our Brain Trust. We'll get him back on. He's got a lot to teach us, and we're going to invite him back to continue our discussion. He's the author of a new book and a new application, I guess I should say, of called Six Cylinder Success. Is that right? Is that Frank? The give us the full title of the book.
The full title of the book is Six Cylinder Success: How to Succeed in Business in the Real World.
All right, I like that, in the real world. That's what I call Main Street, Frank.
Yeah.
And I know you know all about that. And the website is sixcylindersuccess.com.
Yes, it is. The number six, not the word.
Number six, not the word. All right, so check that out. Strategy, sales and marketing, operations, systems, people, finance. And I was, as I told you in the previous segment, I was glad that you put strategy on top. But do you have these in any particular order? Is this the order you think are important?
This is the order we think is important. Yes,
okay.
Absolutely. And
strategy
is number one.
That's the CEO's job, isn't it? I'm so glad to hear you say that, because one of the things that we have a problem with out here on Main Street, Frank, is too many small business owners don't realize that there's the job to be done by the CEO, and they're not doing it, and they're the only ones who can do it. And that a big part of that job is strategy, isn't it?
That's the primary job of a CEO, absolutely.
Yeah.
Tom Peters, in his very famous book, In Search of Excellence, said that the job of top management in a company is to get the herd heading roughly west.
Right, right, exactly. So, all right, so then we move to sales and marketing.
Right.
No, nothing happens till somebody sells something.
That's right.
Sales cures a lot of ills. Those are things all my mentors told me over the years.
Absolutely. And sales and marketing are related, like two ends of a seesaw, mm-hmm, in the playground. If your marketing is not very effective, your sales force has to sell the heck out of your product.
Mm-hmm.
But if your marketing is working, it will attract people who are ready and interested in buying what you're providing, and the salesperson merely has to let the process take place. So they're said in the same breath very often. I don't know if people really understand the connection and the difference.
Right, exactly. No, they're exactly right. Of course, inside of that is community building, it's advertising, social media, all those things. I call it the connection part of the business, right? It's the community building, the relationship, the connection part of the business.
Absolutely.
So the next thing is operations. This,
yeah,
is a big part of whether you decide to grow and how big you're going to grow, right? If your operation is ready for that.
Yeah, and a lot of entrepreneurs, that's where they gravitate right away, because it's what they do and it's their comfort zone. But the scalability part of it means you have to be able to put meaningful metrics around what you're doing in operations, so you can see what's working and what needs attention.
Mm-hmm. And this operations would be your physical plant.
Physical plant, day-to-day processes, procedures,
technology,
training manuals. Sorry?
Would technology be part of that?
Technology would absolutely be part of that, yep.
Well, so what's the difference in operations and systems?
Systems is where you begin to prepare a roadmap for the operation of the business. It's your handbook. So when a new, mm-hmm, employee comes in, instead of saying, you know, sit next to Fred for the next 3 weeks and watch what he does, it's, you know, here's the handbook for how we operate the XYZ department.
Right.
Have a look at it and come back, see me tomorrow morning with any questions. And now let's go from there. So it's your way of memorializing, mm-hmm, your vision and values for the business. Many times you hear a small business owner say, you know, I just can't get good employees. And I always say, you get the employees you deserve.
Would systems include leadership elements like who's got the authority and who's got the responsibility, and you know, are they in the same, do you give people both? How the employees know how to behave when you're not around to give them the answer? Would that be part of systems?
Yes, sir. It's job descriptions, it's scopes of responsibility, budgetary authority, lines of reporting, and so forth. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's good. And then people.
That's the part about motivating your people. You're only as good as the people around you. And I think Jim Collins said it in Good to Great. You know, you can have the most brilliant CEO on the planet, but if he doesn't have the right people on the bus, you're not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And to keep people informed, to keep them motivated, and to use a practice which I've come to call, I caught you doing something right.
Right. that's part of MBWA, isn't it? Management while walking around.
It is. That's absolutely true.
And the last one, which is not the least by any stretch of the imagination, is finance.
Yeah. A lot of times I hear a small business owner tell me, well, my accountant handles all of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a giant red flag.
Yeah.
Because what your accountant does is give you a report card.
Right.
On what happened last year or last quarter, but he generally doesn't do an operating budget.
You can delegate the bookkeeping and the accounting, but you can't delegate the financial management, can you?
Exactly. And I would like to add just one point about these six cylinders. Going into a business, to me, it reminds me that life doesn't give discounts. If you want to go from point A to point B, you better be prepared to pay 100 cents on the dollar.
100%. Yeah, well said. So, that's well said. SixCylindersSuccess.com. Is that right? SixCylindersSuccess.com. Frank Manillo, will you come back another day? You got more to teach us.
I would be delighted, Jim. Thank you so much.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.